Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yeah, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. The sun is who we be. It feels good to be tap in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. There's a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Encouraging you, inspiring you, being a catalyst for you to be the change you want to see, recognizing, recognizing, and remembering that you are love. It's a current that is flowing through you right now. That there's nothing you can do or not do to stop the love. The love is what you are. All we've got to do is be aware. Beware. Be aware that you are love in action. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. It's another beautiful day. It's a day full of beauty and wonderful day. So let's just embrace it. Let's give thanks. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line, the love streamers. We see you. We see you. Keep streaming that love, because love is the current of energy that is flowing through each and every one of us. silent listeners disguised as guests. thank you for being here. Those of you on the phone line, thank you. It's a good day. We got Celeste in the house. We have the busy man himself, Emilio. Ooh, when I grow up, I want to be like Emilio. Or not. I'll just be like me, because that's a lot easier. Trying to be like somebody else, it just don't make no sense, does it, my brother? I can hear him say, no, but we are all one. I love doing the imitation, doing the Emilio's voice. I don't know. Maybe I was Emilio in past life. Oh, no, don't go down past life regression. And see, I was watching, reading a conversation about past life. It's quite interesting. So somehow that's in my awareness. Well, yes, coming back to the self-help junkies, the self-improvement junkies, those who just want to overdose of constantly improving themselves. I got to work at this, I got to work on that, and I got to heal my childhood, and I got to deal with forgiving my parents, and then I got to forgive my brother, and, my ex-husband mistreated me, my wife mistreated me, so I just don't have time to live right now. I just don't work to do it. Life is good and it's getting better. But you know what? I love because it's just a playground. It's really just a playground. We would never forget while we're here, even if we think we've forgotten, because everything that happens to us or through us reminds us while we're here. Now, we may pretend we don't know why this is happening, but it is going to happen regardless if you're improving or you're stepping into awareness. McCall Ray tapped in, telling us to tap in, to tune in, and recognize and remember that we are the love that we are looking for. We are the love that we are seeking. We are the light that we want to see. If you want to find out more about McCall Ray, you can find him on Facebook, as well as, where else? What's the other place called? Yeah, ReverbNation.com. ReverbNation.com/4directions. That's a number 4 direction, ReverbNation.com/4directions. And I want to welcome my wonderful sister, my friend, someone who I'm so grateful for, my co-producer, Betty Begins, who is just, I'm so glad she goes to bed early and wakes up early, because I don't. I do exactly the opposite of that. Go to bed late, and to most people, when I wake up, might be considered to be late. So we work very well together. I got the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock posted, and she got the 7 o'clock a.m. posted. 7 o'clock, I'm like, ooh, I still got about 2-3 hours. No, maybe 2 hours, but 3 sometimes. Depends on what time I want to be. But anyway, Betty, thank you for all that you do. So how are you guys doing in the chat room? I see a lot of you doing what you do, listening, smiling, thinking, multitasking. I want to tell you don't multitask, but I would be a super hypocrite if I say that, because I'm actually doing that as I speak. And speaking of multitasking and what I'm doing, let's step into divine order so we can all be at one. So if you're doing something else, if you're in your office and pretending you're not listening to me because you don't want people to know, just put your fingers on the keyboard. Pretend like you're typing and look at the key. Look at your screen like you're doing something, but just focus on your breath. Pretend you're working. Yeah, you're doing inner work. You are working. Don't pretend. Just work, okay? We want to run real quickly to that other place called dailyword.com. And let's talk about divine order as we move into spiritual self-improvement overdose. Divine order. With God as my guide, I affirm divine order. With God as my guide, I affirm divine order. Divine order is not something that is given to me, earned by me, or granted as a favor. Divine order is a co-creation. Divine order is revealed in my life as I allow God to guide and inspire my thoughts, words, and action. I feel to read that again. Divine order is revealed in my life as I allow God to guide and inspire my thoughts, words, and actions. In prayer, I silently affirm divine order as I hold thoughts of wholeness, harmony, wisdom, abundance, and peace. With these divine ideas held firmly in mind, I release the need for specific outcomes. Once more, I affirm divine order and rest in the silence of meditation. As I return my attention to the tasks of the day, I notice how the ideas I held in prayer are manifesting into expression. All things are in divine order. All things are in divine order, no matter what it is. All things are in divine order. And starting your day with that, moving from that place right here, right now, knowing that all things are in divine order, you can simply be in the moment. You can simply be who you are in the moment because you align with Source, with God, the love intelligence, the divine mind. You've affirmed divine order. So everything that you do is coming from that place of groundedness. We get to choose how we want our day and our life to turn out. We really do get to choose. We get to co-create because we are creative beings. We get to co-create with Source, with the universe. We get to co-create what we desire. If you want to find out more about Daily Word, you can go to their website, dailyword.com. dailyword.com. And you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Silent listeners, welcome, welcome. Tamara, joyful Tamara Joy. And Electra, electrifying the house. I can feel it. Today we want to just step in. But here's the thing, you know. I just had a thought, but I'm not going to share. It's my personal thoughts. I get to play with my own thoughts. So anyway, here's the thing. Today we are focusing. Well, we're not really, but we're talking. We're discussing. I'm inspiring thoughts. You know, the idea of self-improvement. And today, not just self-improvement, but we want to talk about self-improvement overdose. You know, I said that you heard what I said at the beginning. We always think we've got to do this. We want to read one book after the other. Go to this retreat, go to that workshop, go to that class, listen to the show, go to the psychic and do this and practice this, hang on the ceiling, turn upside down, yoga. Oh, there's more to do, there's more to do, there's more to do, there's more to do. Oh, what's the quickest way? Okay, I've been told that I talk fast. I don't think so. But one or two people said, gosh, you talk fast. So I'm going to slow down. You read this book and you read that book. You go to that retreat. You go to that workshop. You turn yourself upside down. I can't help it sometimes. It's just flowing through me so fast. I can't catch up. But you get the idea. This whole thing. Now, I don't want us to think of self-improvement. I don't want you to think that I'm saying it's a negative thing. I'm not saying I'm judging it. But we have to be aware. Well, two places I'm going to go with this. You got to allow yourself to come to a point that I call the point of application, where you push the apply button. It's a thin line. It's a thin line to fall into, keep improving yourself, improving yourself, keep improving yourself. And improve itself is all about to bring into more desirable or excellent condition. That's the definition, to bring into a more desirable or excellent condition. Now, I understand there's a paradox. I understand as human beings we're learning different things to reveal the truth of who we are. And we can say, well, you need to improve yourself. To some extent. Well, I say yes, I get it. But there's a time where self-improvement can just become another thing to heal. Because when you think about the word improve, to bring into a more desirable condition or excellent condition, I see how that applies when you're dealing with the human perspective, because we live in the realm of spirituality and the realm of humanity. So what we're trying to do is blend both. I like this. The spiritual realm is the creative realm, and the human realm is the logic realm. It's the masculine. I love this. And the spiritual is the feminine. So we want to learn to blend it, the yin and the yang, so that we're just being. We're being who we are. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm still working for myself. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm not ready for that. I'm still working on myself. The truth is you always going to have something. There's always going to be something to be aware of. So in the human realm, if you're improving, there's got to come a time where you push the apply button. When you push the apply button, and it's not that, it's not a, let's see, it's not, Let me put it this way. Spiritual growth and transformation is about awareness. Spiritual growth and transformation is about application. Spiritual growth and transformation is about living. Now, because we've been conditioned to think a certain kind of way, because we've been raised by loving family, loving society, loving teachers who would do only what they know to do, there comes a time when we have to unlearn the erroneous thoughts that we've allowed ourselves to franchise, the thoughts that our parents had about us, the thoughts about that society had about us. We got to unlearn that. When the teacher said you're the least likely to be successful, when the teacher said whatever, you talk too much, when the teacher, whatever the teacher said, because the teacher was dealing with what the teacher was dealing with, we got to improve that erroneous thought where we get to see and say to ourselves, they didn't know. And the minute you catch the idea that people who were judging you, criticizing you, didn't know, you can step into awareness. Spiritual growth and transformation is about application. Those of you who know about Abraham, the non-physical beings that communicate through Esther Hicks, their thing is, listen, all you need is meditate for 15 minutes and go about your day. I mean, I heard them like, yeah, it's all right for you, Abraham. You're not in the human realm. It's okay for you to say that. You're floating out in the universe, just having a wonderful time talking about 15 minutes. Now, sometimes I meditate for 5, sometimes 10, sometimes 15, sometimes an hour. I got to go with what feels right for me. And all the Abraham, ooh, he just said that. Yes, I did. See, it really doesn't matter. There's no judgment in God. There's no criticism in God. But God has pure thought, pure love, pure joy. Doesn't know to judge or criticize. So wherever you are is wherever you are. We are taking your calls right where you are, 347-426-3346. Now, we're talking about spiritual overdose. Self-improvement overdose, spiritual self-help junkies and all of that. But we're taking your calls, even if what you're dealing with is not even to do with that. Maybe there's something that you woke up with that you're stuck and you're not quite sure. We just need a different perspective. You know what the deal is. You know what you need to do, but you're kind of like, I just want to hear what Life Coach Addy would say. I just want to see what people are saying in the chat room. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. life is good and it's getting better. And we got some questions that were emailed, and I'm going to read that. And but let's go back to, before I read the question, let's go back to real quickly this whole thing about self-improvement. We are living in a time now that it is about truly showing up as who and what we are. Really showing up as who and what we are. I think the idea, and I may be wrong, and I'm willing to be wrong, I have no attachment, the idea of self-improvement actually came from an old way of thinking that there's something wrong, that we grew up in a dysfunctional family, so we got to improve ourselves. Humanity, we have to evolve. So now we evolve into a place where a place of authenticity and letting go of perfection. So instead of wasting time improving self, it only, you know, we got to move from focusing on the human aspect of us and going back to the beginning, going back to the essence of who we are. So instead of self-improvement, we can step into self-awareness, paying attention, being aware of our thoughts, of who we are. Because in self-awareness, you will remember that you are spirit, that you are love intelligence, that you are peace, that you are all the good things that you ever desired, that your dreams, your desires, your vision is simply a reflection of who you are. So in self-awareness, you make room for that. There's nothing to improve in God. It's already done. The improvement happened when God inspired in you. Yes. When you get God inspired, when you get an inspiration, the improvement has already happened. So what you want to do is create a space for that in-breath, that inspiration to be revealed, nothing to improve. It is a new time. It is a new time. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. God, I'm good. Yes, I said it. And I'm talking to God. God, I'm good. Yes, I am. I did something here, which was kind of a slip, where actually I typed the wrong thing. Or that talking. I'm multitasking like I do. And I'm not going to improve that. I'm just going to be aware that I multitask. And I am at peace with my multitasking skills. And yes, I'm a man. Those of you saying, really? A man can multitask? Ladies, yes, we can. Yes, we can, and yes, we do. We're taking your calls. We're taking your calls. When you step into a place of, when you start pushing the apply button, you get to see what is seeking to be birthed. Sometimes we worry so much about what we're not doing that we're missing the now, we're missing the moment. Let's go to my co-producer. She's like, hey, I got something to say. Ooh, I like to, hey, I got something to say. Oh, just take the call, man. Stop talking. Hey, Betty, how are you?
I am doing fine. Yes, I have something to say. Normally I stay behind the scenes, but today I wanted to chime in on self-help overdose, as they call it, or self-help addiction. And you know, we're all looking to improve ourselves. And one thing I have to say about people who tend to buy lots and lots of books and go to various workshops and webinars and et cetera, is they have come to some point that they are needing some sort of assistance. And a lot of times they don't know what that is. And so something will resonate with them when they hear about a certain book or a certain workshop that's coming, you know, or something. One of the things, though, is that these books, these workshops, these psychics, these life coaches, and all tend to bring up a shadow part of us that we don't want to deal with. I mean, the whole thing about an addiction is to somehow you're overindulging something to ease some sort of pain without doing the work on the real pain to get rid of it. So it's the shadow parts that tend to surface when we're at these workshops and webinars and services and psychics and so forth. And spirit, you know, it's my belief and that you're led to these things. So I'm not going to say it's bad that you get a lot of books or anything, but what I will say is what's crucial is applying what you learn. I think if you will apply some of the things you learn, you will find out that you no longer need all the books or all the workshops. You finally find a way to get off that merry-go-round, an essence of just taking quick fixes you know, oh, that sermon sounds so great, you know, it gave me a high, just like someone taking a shot in the arm or something. It gave me a high. It, you know, I'm on high, I'm feeling good until I come down to earth again and I need to read another book. And so applying is crucial. Applying is crucial, but even more than applying is believing that what you are being led to is actually going to assist you and help you. So it's really about, you know, being afraid to face that shadow that these wonderful mm-hmm. books and people and workshops and et cetera bring up in us. They're not directing the shadow at us. They're not pointing to us and saying, here's your shadow. But as you listen, your shadow comes up. And the exercises come in and techniques and things to do. And then all of a sudden, you don't have the time. You don't have the resources. You can't do it. For whatever reason, you can't apply. And you sit the book down. You finish the workshop. Next thing you know, you're on low again, and you need another fix. So I'm saying if, you know, I'm sure a lot of us got at least one or two books in our arsenal of books. and I tell you, I have had books that I bought when I was on that merry-go-round myself and have now gone back to them and applied what some of them had said and find out that I no longer need to go buy these books or go to these webinars. You know, your answers start coming from within, and you will continue to do it. I'm not saying people will stop buying books or anything. It's just your spirit now will say, okay, now let us lead you to where you really need to go, to the person, mm-hmm. to the workshop.
I love the part when you talk about coaches, teachers, the places that we go to get our inspiration. They tend to bring up our shadow sides, and that's really the essence because, you know, I don't want people to get the idea that I'm saying no. You know, you shouldn't go to workshop. You shouldn't listen to my show. I certainly ain't saying that.
Mm-hmm.
One great thing about my guest, I would talk if nobody was listening. But anyway, moving right along. One day they'll listen. I just keep talking and keep recording my shows. So they'll come. But anyway, what I'm saying is the application button, as you were saying, Betty, it's that whole thing where it's really the overdose where we think, there's one more thing. Now, I got books, bro. I bought, and I'm still buying books. I mean, sometimes I just see a book, I hear about a book, and I kept thinking I need that book, and then I end up getting it, and I can't wait to read it. And then next thing I know, it's piled on top of everything else, all the other books, and I just haven't really opened it. But I am led to it. But really, it's about awareness. It's about recognizing that we're here to apply the gift that we brought here. So, you know, it's about, and even the idea of improvement, I think, is what I really want to highlight. As we go to the retreats, as we read the books, as we go to the psychics and listen to the shows and go to churches and spiritual centers, for me, what I'm really vibing and feeling is dropping the idea of self-improvement. To really mm-hmm. step into a place, self-recognition, because it is really time for us to live from the spirit self, to live from what we know to be true, and just be in the world but not of the world, or else it will just be taught. And when we live from that place, we somehow will be forced, if you will, to push the apply button, because then we can look at everything that's going on around us, and we always go back to what's the truth here, what's the truth here. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. And,
well, you know,
we're living a spiritual existence.
We're mm-hmm. spiritual beings living a human existence. And so the word improvement implies something's wrong with us. And nothing is wrong with us. We're never not where we're supposed mm-hmm. to be. And I think all of these books and everything are geared to help us remember who we are, not to improve who we are.
Yes.
Because there's no need for improvement. So our perception is that it is, but the Spirit says, I don't think so. So we really have to understand why we go to these places, why we read these books. They are to help us to remember who we are, reconnect us to what we are, not to say you need help or you need improvement or you're broken. you know, you made mistakes. And I think that's crucial when you do go out looking for certain books and people and things to help you for, you know, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off. If a person tells you you're wrong and you made these mistakes and you need some help and improvement, I say run. Because they're feeding you, feeding a perception about yourself that you need to get rid of in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just saying we don't need improvement, people. We need reawakening. Okay,
yeah.
If you're in a certain situation, I will bet anything if that's where you're supposed to be. If you can step back and perceive it differently, you'll see the benefit and divine order in that thing that you're calling bad. So that's all I'm going to say.
So true. Thank you. My sister, my co-producer, Betty Pegues, doing her thing behind the scenes. She came out today, and she'll be back on the first and second Wednesday of the month for Spiritual Tag Team. I want to go to a question in the email, and then I'm going to come back to a call. And I like what Tamara said in the chat room. But anyway, let me go to the email. Let me go to a question here. It is about, but ultimately, if you want to hold on to improvement, whatever you're holding on to, because for me, I know the work that I do can sound like telling people what to do, but if there's anything that I'm telling you, this is what I'm telling all my listeners, all my clients, anybody that I work with, my friends. If what you're doing is working for you, continue to do it. If what you're doing is working for you, continue to do it. And whatever you're doing, be clear about your intent. Be clear about your intent. If your intention in self-improvement is to fix yourself, to fix something that's wrong about you, I'd rather you not do that because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing to fix. And right now we're going to let's answer an email question. I was reading something in the chat room. I got distracted for a minute. Betty tells me, don't look in the chat room when you're doing the show. Hello? This is me. I can't help it. We're going to come to the call, but let's take this. This is from Trina. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. So here's the question. I love this, actually. Speaking of reawakening and self-awareness. Okay. I've listened to your shows. And you seem to say so many words. This is Trina talking to me in Scottsdale, Arizona. And you seem to say to me so many words that we can have what we want. Okay, keep reading that. Don't stop yet. Keep reading. You're going to start responding to it. Don't do that. So let's start over again. Focus. Okay, I've listened to your shows, and you seem to say in so many words that we can have what we want. So what I want is for my relatives, who I'm currently rooming with, to move out. Keep reading that, don't stop. Okay. It started off with my sister staying with me and then decided to pay half the rent. Then her fiancé moved in. And we mutually agreed to split everything in half, but literally they're inconsistent with their share, if they pay anything at all. I'm a single mother with two kids. Sometimes I gotta have to turn this stuff going on in my head. Too much going on in my head. If they pay, I'm a single mother with two kids, and I'm always in a situation where I depend on their share. Now I want to ask them to move out, but they don't have any resources to do so. At least that's what they keep saying when I brought it up. When one's working, the other isn't, or vice versa. I feel stuck completely. Like, what am I to do? Thank you for your help. This is Trina from Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, he said on my show, I said, you can have anything you want. Yeah, you can have anything you want. You just have to become a vibrational match to what you want. So if you want them to move out, become a vibrational match to that desire that you're in your house and join your house with your children, nobody else. Okay, I know it's not that simple. I know it's not that simple. So, okay. Well, it is that simple, actually. It's just not always easy. It is that simple. It is really that simple.
So let's take this step by step. So much in here. You want them to move out because I really actually don't see. So they're not paying. You said, now I want to ask them to move out, but I don't have any resources to do so. Yeah, look, I see that right there is where you're stuck. Now, to just go with a train of thoughts about what you think you hear from me, that you can have what you want. Let's just stay with it. Let's just stay with that principle, that theory. So what you want is for them to move out. And then you deny yourself by saying, well, but I don't have the resources. So if you want to achieve, acquire, attract what you want, stay in your lane. What you want is to ask them to move out. If they have the resources or not is none of your business. Now, that sounds brutal. I understand. But if you if that's what you want, then you've got to keep moving towards what you want. Right there, you want them to move out, but they don't have the resources. You get into their, literally, you're all up in their world. When you get clear about what you want, your own peace, your own, as you become responsible for your health and well-being, you can go about it differently. Now, here's an easier way to make, I believe, to make the transition easy, is to just let them know that it is not working for you anymore. Too many people in the house, you don't feel at peace in your own home. That is not working for you. And give them some kind of notice. Because we're just dealing with, okay, you want them out. You want your own place. Give them a notice, a month or 2 months or whatever, but something that resonates with you. I can feel people in chat and say, no, I give them 2 weeks. But you got to go with your own inner guidance. Coming from that place of divine order, go into meditation so you can have the mental clarity to have the right words when you communicate with them. And from that place, ask how to have the conversation, what time to give them. It may be a month, it may be 2 weeks, it may be a week. If that's coming from your inner guidance, it's going to be right. Your inner being is going to give you what's right. And from that place, you let them know, I need to have my space back. I need to be able to take care of my children. And I trust that you, things will line up for you because I know everything is in divine order. You've got to see your sister and your brother-in-law. Well, I guess they ain't married yet, but your sister's fiancé, see them whole and complete. That's how you become a vibrational match to what you want. You see them now as they don't have. You see them as less than. So that's why you think, well, I want them out, but they don't have the resources. So you get what you're putting out. But when you see them as people who can make their own way, who can attract what they need, who deserve their own space, their own place, the place to create and really get to know one another as they, you know, stepping into this thing called marriage, the highest form of spiritual practice. Actually, you want to do them a favor. You want them to live together. Because, woo, Lord, marriage, relationship will kick you. You know what? So how do you get what you want? Become a vibrational match. Go into meditation. Ask your inner being to lead and guide and direct you. For how long, when you want them to be out, see your sister and her fiancé as whole and complete, that they are an extension of God of Source. See them with the eyes of love and compassion and have no judgment on them or yourself. When you become a vibrational match to what you want, the universe always says yes. The universe is saying yes to you now because what you want is want them to move out. But then you put out, well, I don't want them to suffer because they don't have the resources. And the universe says yes. In that case, they'll be in your house. Change your vibration, change your life. Change your thoughts, change your vibration. Change your vibration, change your life. We're going to take a quick break. Number 347-426-3346.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Staffer, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. Yes, it's about getting involved, as Michelle Brown Stafford was sharing on that PSA. Michelle Brown Stafford is the co-host of Conscious Parenting on LifeConversationsRadio.com. She'll be here the last Wednesday. She's here the last Wednesday of every month for Conscious Parenting. And we're going to be talking about labeling kids. You give them all kind of labels. You call them bad. You call them dead. You call, say they're hyperactive and all that other stuff. We're going to talk more about that the last Wednesday of this month, which is, what date is that? So, help, 29th of June. We've got 5 Wednesdays this month. This isn't happening a lot. Let's take a call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Emilio, how are you doing, my brother? I can't help it. I just can't help it. How's my brother doing today? And he's all quiet
now. I'm doing great. I was on mute. I'm getting ready to run into an appointment. I was just vibing on the show, enjoying the show. You're right on point, both of you. You know, a lot of times we play semantics with this whole notion of personal improvement. And it is a denial that we are not all that we are. And now there's some times when we get off track where there's some personal development along that line in terms of the way we interact with people, the way we carry ourselves, but we are already perfect, and that's the hardest thing for many of us to accept. And even that last example that you gave was right on point, because until we come into alignment and accept probably the 6 most significant words, that God is good and all is written. It is already, in the words of Jesus, it is finished. It's done. Just accept that. You know, I'm walking into a meeting right now because my grandson opened a gateway for me for something. And 2 people said to me this morning, good luck. And I said, whoa, time out. There's no luck here. It is what it is. I'm just simply going in here to see it manifest. That's it. There's no pressure, no luck. I'm just going in here, and all I can do is my best. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be from the beginning of all time. Let me go in here and see what happens. This is amazing. For one of the first times in my life, I walk into a place knowing that I am perfect. And I hope that people hear what you say, because there is nothing to improve here. There's me recalling that I am. I wish I could stay on longer, brother, but I'm enjoying it. I miss you all. I've got an appointment. You know, like, I'm going to be 7 minutes early.
I hear that. As a matter of fact, I can change that. Keep talking to you. Take another email question, and then we're coming to Glenda and 347-426-3346. Well, I want to say this, and I've said this before. When I talk, today's theme really is about self-improvement overdose. Now, I like to read. I love to read. I'm always reading, and that's not going to stop. I haven't been going to worship as much because I'm busy doing what I'm doing, but I will go. I'll always go. What I want listeners to leave with today is the importance of pressing the apply button. The books help me when I'm stuck. The book helps me, or the lesson sermon that's come out saying in the chat, I just love to read. I read my favorite books over and over and over again. And it said that the first law of learning is repetition. When I need a booster shot with my practice, it is. And then he goes, he said, when I need a booster shot with my practice, it is. It is. Nothing like the support of a good book or another ear or lesson sermon to support that voice in me that is already speaking truth to me. And so it is. I so agree with that. And that's really what it's about. It's more about those today's theme. It's about people who think, well, I'm not there yet. You are always there, and you always have the books. The books, the lesson sermons, the retreats, the psychics, the life coaches, the ministers, the therapists, really are there to inspire, to be a catalyst for your transformation. And when you push the apply button, you can get to see how far you've grown. Let's take a question, and this question is like, this is one question I don't want to even answer. I do not want to answer this question to talk about growth. I don't want to answer this question. I don't want to touch it. I want to answer, but I don't want to touch it. But how do you answer without touching it? So you see why. This is from Vanessa in Kansas. Oh, Lord, all up in my ginger ale. Life Coach Ade, thank you for taking time to answer my question. I don't want to do this, but I will. I'm going to be aware, nothing to improve. I didn't see this one coming. I'm trying to work on my book, my endless project. Hello, somebody. I so get it. I'm trying to work on my book, my endless project. I am very right-brained and get really stuck, which leads me to negative self-talk. Like, who am I to think that I can or could create such a project like writing a book? The Life Coach had a, I'm just so stuck. Any advice? Thank you, Vanessa from Kansas. Ooh-wee! Well, this is going to sound like something that I wrote to myself. So, Let me just put full disclosure out. There's a book that I may have to extend this show just for the sake of this, because I want to go to Glenda as well. But Betty and I were talking about extending the show. We'll talk about that later. The longer show, that is. But let's be transparent here. Everybody be gentle with me. Be very gentle. So I started, it was late 2007. It was November, December. I sat in front of my computer, my laptop, and I wrote. And I just had this thought that I wanted to write something. I was writing and writing, and within 2 weeks, I was like, oh, my God, look what came out. I have this habit. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just a habit. That usually when I write something, an article, if I do a show, especially in the past, I don't go back and listen to it or go back and read it or anything. I'm just like, that's done. Let's move on. So I didn't go back to read that. But every now and then when I read it, I'm like, that's kind of nice. But then I'll think, I'm going to answer your question, Vanessa. I'm just doing full disclosure here. And I overthink and rewrite the book and cut a long story short. I'm still working on it. It's 2011. So now that I got that out of my system, Betty called me, Coach, tell it like it is. Now, let's tell it like it is now, Mr. Life Coach. So here's the thing. You said I'm very right-brained and get really stuck. Let me tell you what I learned from this process. And there's some things that I'm working on now. And the breakthrough that happened for me was when I had a conversation with a friend of mine who said, listen, your job is simply to write the book. You are not the editor. Because what I will do is write and then edit and go back and worry about my grammar and worry about if it makes sense, if it's flowing. So I just kept overdoing it. I was really a self-improvement author overdose. I was overdosing on my own book. So what I would say is write the book even with the negative self-thought. The thought is just a thought. Who am I to think that I can or could create such a project like writing a book? You did. You are. You have the feeling. You have the. It's something in you saying, write it. Ade, Vanessa, there's something in you saying, write it. To actually not say yes to that is actually blaspheme. If you really want no blessing, it's God in you seeking to birth itself. And you and I are denying God. The great thing about it is God don't care what you do. We're the one that's going to deal with the facts, just as I was resistant in reading your letter. I was very resistant because it was too close to home. So I don't mind being transparent. I don't mind revealing myself. So the thing is saying yes. And when I move beyond editing my own article, editing my own book, I start to find that new opportunities came up for me. Now I started writing articles, the book, I've actually found an editor. There's another, now two books that I'm working on actually, and it's like, how do I do this? But I'm doing the simpler one first. The one I wrote in 2007, I started writing in 2007. That's going to come next. But there's a simpler one that I'm doing, which will help. So just start at a small place. Write the book, and even if the thought comes up, just acknowledge it and keep moving. But more importantly, one of the things I would say to you is before you write, get still. Get still. What I do now, when I write something, I make sure it's coming from a place of inspiration. I don't even plan it. It just happens. This morning I wrote something about self-improvement. It just flowed through me. And when you stay in that space, don't worry about grammar, don't worry about anything, don't worry about the thoughts, just write. And when you say yes to the call, when you say yes to that voice, you will attract the perfect editor, you attract the perfect resources to make it happen. Some of the book, most of the books that we read by great teachers out there, they go through it and they grow through it. Some of the books that may have changed your life, Vanessa, maybe the author did say, well, I don't think I should write it. They tell their stories, especially spiritual teachers, self-help teachers. It's because the ones that really touch your soul. Let me give you an example. Iyanla VanZant. Most of you you saw her on Oprah. And there are people say, how could she be teaching that? And her life was like that. Shut up. Go sit down somewhere. Iyanla VanZant is transparent. She's revealing her truth. She's revealing herself. She's dealing with authenticity. And Yala said, some of the things that I was teaching then, I was learning it for myself. I was a millionaire with a project mindset or something, a welfare mindset. I was a millionaire with a welfare mindset. And we're all growing through this thing called life. Write the book. Even if the thought says you're not worthy to write, yeah, I'm not worthy to write, but I'm going to write. And then the process itself becomes the healing that you need. There were so many times I was saying, I don't need to do a radio show. I don't need to talk about what I'm talking about. Everybody else is talking about it. Oh, my God, I can talk myself out of a great idea. I was so good at that. But you keep moving. You keep moving. Man, you guys think I talk fast now. I used to remember shows I did in 2004. I'm like, dude, I can't even understand me. I was going so fast. Like, you got to slow down. So I'm being aware of that even now. It's all about transparency. It's all about recognizing the negative thoughts, because that's all they are. They have no power over you. Your life is in divine order. I trust that personal story helped you step into your greater yet to be. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Betty, don't email questions like that to me again. No, bring him on. Bring him on. It is about transparency because we're all in this together. I don't do the show every day as if, well, I got my you-know-what together and you guys need to listen to me. I am simply being an example of what I know to be true. That is transformation. That's what the world needs. The world needs us to be real, to be authentic, to be peaceful, to be loving with ourselves. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's take a call. Let's go to Glenda. Glenda Springer. Hey, Glenda, how's Jerry doing? Let's go get a life.
Okay. That threw me off.
That was intense. I wanted to get you laughing a little bit, loosen you up. Okay, what's your question?
Yeah, the topic is self-improvement overload, correct? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all of these flashes come in my mind. You know, I used to get really frustrated because I said, I've been, you know, on this path since 1986, and I studied crystals, and, you know, I'm an NLP practitioner, and I know all this stuff. How come, you know, I can help others and I'm stuck? That's how I used to think. However, I just want to say that just simply really taking in, digesting, telling yourself that I'm perfect and being in the moment seemed like it could be too simple. Like, no, that it can't be that simple.
True, Lord. Keep talking. Now you're knocking on my door, Dave. That's what I was getting away from. But you're knocking on my door. Keep going.
Right.
Keep talking.
Yeah, see, because I got all the books. As a matter of fact, you know, like I have so many books that I don't have enough places to put them, you know. But like maybe like 10 years ago, I gave myself a book ban. I said, I'm not buying anymore because I keep buying them. I keep reading them. But yet, you know, it's like an addiction almost. And even at one point, about 6 months ago, I said, I'm just going to throw everything out because yeah, I'm just going to throw all the books out. I'm tired of looking at them. But it wasn't until that I really, you know, and I have the cards too. I'm an intuitive tarot, you know, so I just beat myself up. I know all this stuff. But you know, but what I realized is from participating with Agape and participating in your show, that I started to really shift, I want to say slow down and shift, because instead of going for the books, I get still, take some deep breaths, and really say, you know, maybe I'll say, God is all there is, or all my needs are met, or just breathe. And at first, I was like, well, maybe I really should be signing up for more hours at work, or maybe I should be. But then as I really began to slow down and trust, I'm like, wow, wait a minute. It is simple. Things start to, if I want to say, you start to elevate. So, you know, maybe for people that might be listening and thinking that they have, you know, just so much that they can't cope with, I got a lot that I'm dealing with, really. But
let me ask
you
a question. When you came up with, wow, it can't be this simple. What did you use? How did you get to a place where you, just like you said now, it is this simple? What happened? What shifted for you that made you say, yeah, it is this simple?
Let me see if I can explain it. Oh, okay, I could give you an example. When I first started calling into the show, I guess it was February or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example. I called you and Betty one time because I was really overwhelmed by a family event, meaning, I just have a very rage-filled, sometimes verbally abusive sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I remember calling and feeling like totally beaten down by that, because that's normally what would happen. I would absorb it all. I would feel overwhelmed. I would feel, you know, trapped. And I, this week, a couple of days ago, the same sibling had one of his moments, and I observed it, but I was in a zone. It's like I observed it, but almost like I was still just in my peace zone, knew that all there was God, knew that I, you know, my body didn't absorb any of that energy. And I was like, whoa, it is that simple. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Because now I could take the same situation that really used to emotionally and spiritually drain me a few months back, and that was the history over years, and now in the now moment experience, that person is still doing the same thing, still going off the same way, but I had this feeling of, really, doesn't matter to me. I'm like on this other plane. Like, I'm observing you. I'm talking to you. But that's not where I am. I even remember telling him, I live in the world of the unseen. And even after I said that, I was like, whoa.
After that, he said, yeah, she's crazy. She's crazier than me. Let me leave her alone. I knew she was crazy, but now she just confirmed it. But here's the thing. What you said that I really like is, you know, before you to go back and forth, and if you were trying to be the perfect spiritual person, you may just be over-talking and overdoing it and trying to be compassionate. But when you step into that place of awareness, when you recognize who and what you are, when you know there was nothing to defend, when you know all there is God, you could just observe the process. And that's it. You know, the whole idea is we read the books, we go to the retreat.
Yes. Well,
so the intention is about embodying what we're hearing, what we're learning, what we're seeing, that we become the embodiment of truth. We are that, but we remind ourselves that we are God in action. And that is powerful because then we get to experience peace. We get to experience the inner peace, you know?
I remember when you first told me that, like when you first gave me the advice, I was like, he's got to be kidding. This is a major problem, you know? This is, you know, me, you know, one sibling is against, you know, the health, you know, the movement to put things in order for my parents. I said, he's got to be kidding. How could I just, but I trusted the process, okay? So now I've been giving the experience to see, look, over 3 months or whatever it is, look how far you've grown. Yeah, about 3 months. So it makes me say, hey, you know what? Yeah. I want more of this. I can just go higher. Let me keep doing what I'm doing.
And the more of it is the more of you. The more is a revelation of who you really are. Getting to know that you can come from that place of peace. Glenda, thank you so much for that story, that example, that truth that we all live in and experiencing, and thank you for showing the contrast. I appreciate you, and continue to just be the change you want to see.
Yes,
peace and blessings, my sister. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I got another question, which is a very good question, actually. Number 347-426-3346. The show has been extended. Bailey and I have been talking about actually doing an hour and a half show. Can you believe it? I don't know. Y'all have to vote on that one. I think I'm going to have to take a vote for my listeners. And, yes, Christine, I'm saying hello to you, too, even though you're working. Thank you, Tamara. Well, I got an email here that I want to read. It's perfect. But before I do that, when Glenda was talking, that whole thing about things being simple, I think that's what scares us the most. Because we grow up thinking it's got to be difficult. It's got to be challenging. You've got to work hard. You've got to have to meditate 7 days a week. You have to just be silent for a whole week and not talk to anybody to get in touch with God. You know, we got to do this. We got to work hard. But God is simple. God is you. Life, that life force is you. Peace is already here. Joy is already here. Harmony is already here. Michelle Brown Stafford said one time about her husband. Her husband said, parents want peace. They don't want justice. So the parents just want things to be peaceful. They're not interested in justice. Not just parents. Humanity doesn't want, they're not interested in justice. They just want peace. So we're saying, let there be peace in the world. Peace is already in the world. I'm going to whisper it. Peace already exists. Your work, your duty, your obligation, your challenge, your responsibility is to be about justice. But most people don't want to do justice because justice takes work. It means you got to let go. It means you have to change your consciousness. And when you're about the work, when you're about justice, peace says, nice to meet you. There's no need to fight for peace. Let's step to the table. Let's confront brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, children, and let's do the work of justice. Let's do the work that is required, that is necessary, that you desire for your own soul transformation so that you can experience what you are already. And when you get there, it is simple. We see little children and say, oh, they have no care in the world. They're just so joyful. Yes, because they ain't dealing with all this stuff that we adults or grown-up babies pretend. You know, we grown-up babies pretending to be adults. We deal with stuff that's not true. But children are in that vibration, and they live from that space and that place. And when we see it, we recognize it, and we say, I remember when I was like that. Well, do the work, and you can connect with that again. Until you become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven that is within you. That realm of unlimited potential. If you go in there with your logic, you being an adult, that's not logical. That don't make sense. Well, it's a long time. The economy is bad. You being an adult, logical about it, you want to experience your abundance. You want to experience prosperity. But when you say, you know what? I know they're saying there's a recession. I know it's not a good time to buy a car. I know it's not a good time to leave my job. But I'm going to trust in my creative power and my energy. I'm just going to create my life and be so joyful about it. The universe says yes. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Let's go to this next question. And this is a good question. Speaking of spiritual self-improvement overdose. So this is Connie from California. She said, thank you for answering my question. My family tells me I am a control freak. And I agree. I have that issue. Oh, good. She wasn't going to give them the opportunity to say she's a control freak without her agreeing. I'm going to be in control of what you call me. I agree. They're right. I'm a control freak. So that's the first part. But, okay, let's read the question again. Betty, let me do what I do. My family tells me I'm a control freak, and I agree I have that issue. However, The biggest issue I have is being concerned about what other people think of me. I've been trying to get through this and my control issue by doing a lot of I love this question. By doing a lot of Dr. Wayne Dyer stuff, Esther and Jerry Hicks, etc. There are 30 different people out there with 30 different ideas. And I can't control any of them. But it still matters to me. Any insight you can give me will be appreciated. Now, if I give you this insight, I don't want you to say, I knew that, because you're trying to be in control. I want you to listen for my So let's just break down your question. Your family tells you you're a control freak. You agree. Great. Now, the biggest issue is you're concerned about what people think about you. I can see that. Usually control freaks are like that. They want to be in control of everything, and they're worried about what people are thinking about them, and they don't want to appear a certain kind of way, and they're trying to make sure things are right, and woo! And you're concerned about that. You want to deal with your control issue. And how are you dealing with your control issue? You said, I've been trying to get through this with my control issue by doing a lot of Dr. Wayne Dyer's stuff. And Esther and Jerry Hicks, etc. And there's so many people out there, and I don't know which one to listen to. As a matter of fact, I say stop doing all of them right now. Stop. Stop. Stop hyperventilating. Stop. Just breathe. Just stop. It's going to be just fine. How do you deal with this? Well, there are many ways. It depends on how long you've been doing this. It could be something. It could be a habit now that you're so used to that you don't even know how to stop. So the first thing I would say to you is you may need a life coach. You may need a therapist, you may need a counselor, you may need a good friend, you may need a minister. But how do you deal with this? First, you let go of control, one step at a time. That's really it. Because you worry about what other people think about you, that would drive you nuts. People are going to think whatever they're going to think about you. What people think about you ain't none of your business. What you think about them is the most important thing. Now, here's the other thing. The people you think are thinking about you are worried about what you think about them. So we're all walking around worried about what other people think about us, while they're walking around thinking about what we think about them. So we all just wasting precious time worrying about what we think about each other. Let it go. No matter how much work, speaking of self-improvement overdose, no matter how many books, Wendell's books you read, or listen to Abraham, listen to whatever, Doreen Virtue and Connect With Your Angel, Michael Beckwith, you listen to the show and say, let me hear what Life Coach Ade has to say. You keep listening and keep listening and hope that you think that would just change you automatically. You've got to do the work. Now, I'm not saying what you listen to won't change you, but what you hear from us, from the people that you listen to, you've got to do the work. You've got to press the apply button. Abraham talks about feeling good. Feeling good feels good. Become a vibrational match. If you're a control freak and you want to release that, are you a vibrational match to just surrender to all that life is bringing you? Are you really listening to what you're reading, what you're hearing? Because the answers are there. Wayne Dyer talks about intentions. Wayne Dyer talks about excuses be gone. Maybe agreeing that your control freak is an excuse not to show up fully. Excuses be gone. Maybe you're a control freak because, you know, I'm worried about people talk about me, what people think about me. Excuses be gone. It's time to step up. And when you release all the fears, all the worries, all the doubts, then you become the 31st person to share different ideas. There's more than 30 people sharing different ideas because that's all it is. This is a realm of ideas. We get to create. We get to download the divine idea. And so Abraham, they share their story. Wayne Dyer shares his story. Michael Beckwith shares his story. Oprah Winfrey shares her story. Your friends share their story. Sometimes you hear people saying, well, I read this book and I listened to this teacher, but they seem to be contradictory. It's not. The Bible is contradictory. It's not. It's just people expressing their own culture. They're expressing how they understand the truth. When you understand the culture, when you understand people's experience, when you understand where they're coming from, you can understand why they're saying what they're saying the way they're saying it. But the most important thing is that you connect with the source, with the God within you, so you can say it, express it the way that aligns with who you are. How do you deal with being a control freak? Drop it. Drop it. Let it go. Set yourself free. No matter how controlling you become, no matter how controlling you are, you will never be able to stop change from happening. So the question is, are you willing to grow? Are you willing to transform? Be gentle, take baby steps. If you need a coach, lifecoachade.com. I heard that guy is great. Lifecoachade.com. Everything you need is there. Click the button, push the apply button. Once you push the apply button, we'll set dates with the 10 sessions. I heard he's a great guy. You're listening to Life Conversations. No, you're not. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're going to take a break, and one more question, and then we'll get ready to release the show. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We will be right back, and we are truly daring you to live your best
life. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness.
And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Yes, indeed. Talk to your children. And you start talking about, well, I don't want to start having that conversation with them because, you know, I don't want them to start thinking about it already. Thinking about it. I don't want them to do it. They're going to do it. Don't talk to them. What better place to know, for a child to know they can talk to their parents about any and everything. They feel safe. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. We're getting ready to release the show. We're going to move on. And today's Thursday, which means I'll be back on Monday for Ask Life Coach Ade next week, Monday. But I'll also be, well, I won't be back, but I'll be hosting the show with my friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, who was a guest on the show yesterday, the Business of Being radio show. The Business of Being radio show. This is where we teach you, inspire you to do business with the universe. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to thebusinessofbeing.com, thebusinessofbeing.com, and that's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's tomorrow, Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been a great show. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve, to teach, to grow, to laugh, to have fun. And I want to thank you all the love streamers that are streaming with me. I appreciate you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Peaceful, lovely ladies, always nice to see you. Joyful, silly, jokey, Tamara Joy. Sister Electra, lighting up their house. I appreciate it. My brother Kamal, we need to connect. We need to connect. Actually, can you email me or inbox me your phone number in Spain? Because it's easier sometimes for me to just text than those other things. Because I'm on a move. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm on a move. Celeste, Glenda, Donna, thank you all for being here. So when we talk about self-improvement overdose or reading books and going to retreats, let me just say this. I'm not saying don't do those things. Just be clear about your intention. Be clear and be aware that you are using, if you will, to use that word, using the workshops, the retreat, to inspire what is already there, what you really are. Nothing to fix. Nothing is wrong with you. No matter how traumatic your life was or is, nothing needs to be fixed. Nothing is wrong with any of us. It's a whole new way of thinking. Make sure you follow the show and find us on Facebook as well. Life Conversations Radio has a page. Ask Life Coach Ade has a page on Facebook. We also have an email address for your questions. Ask@lifecoachade.com. Ask@lifecoachade.com. Send in your email. And tomorrow is Peace Talks with Audrey Scott Williams, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Audrey Scott, and it's Trail of Dreams are traveling around the world, reminding people about the peace that lies within. It's all about yielding to our greater yet to be. It's all about recognizing that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measures. We are so powerful, we're afraid that we really shine our light. We have afraid what will people say about us. You are here to shine your light. You're here to shine your light. You're here to shine your light. You're here because you are the light. You are the light. You are the light. And the world needs you to shine your light. So as you get inspired by others, you be an inspiration for others as well. And when you inspire others, guess what? You get to inspire yourself. Appreciate all of you for sharing your wonderful comments on Facebook, the emails, those of you who are sharing your love in so many different ways, financially, through email, just sharing what a difference the show is making in your life. I am eternally grateful. I am so grateful to be in this position. I'm so grateful that I can say yes to my gift. Even sometimes I have some resistance, like, no, I don't want to say that. But I'm so grateful that I can just say, no, this is why I'm here. And you guys on that side, I really appreciate you. We'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my co-host, Betty Piggies, and she's trying to get me to extend the show. No, that's untrue, Addy. She's not trying to get you to do anything. She's getting you to do what you do. I knew. Okay, cool. I have been told. Don't want to share this yet. I've been told that my show is going to be 2 hours long. But we're not there yet. But it looks like it's going that direction. Now, I don't know. I don't know when we're going to make that shift. Maybe we'll make the shift in July. Maybe new month, a new shift. But I'm about transformation. I might decide to start next week and start doing a 1 hour, one and a half hour show. So we'll see what happens. But whatever we do, it's going to be good. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I truly thank God for you. It is time to release the show. Make sure you take time to be still, to be grateful, and to know that you are the love that you are looking for. Nothing to heal, only God to reveal. Now, let's release the show with a nice song. Oh, Ricky Byers Beckwith. I heard the song this morning before the show, and I said, I want to play that. It's a good song to go out with. Blessed Always by the Agape Choir. Yes. I feel like a satellite center for Agape. But they just do great stuff. They download truth and spirit, so why not? I pick from wherever I need to pick from. And if you want to find out more about Agape, you can go to their website, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. I am out of here. Peace and blessings. Be well. I love you, and I thank you. Blessed always. Blessed.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.